Sermon 16. The Apostles' ministry of pulling down spiritual strongholds by the authority of the gospel and boasting only in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ's, even so we are Christ's. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will also be in deed when we are present. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is a very important word that shows the apostleship of the Apostle Paul and the essence of the gospel ministry. In this chapter, Paul is not trying to make excuses against those who criticize him, but he explains what the gospel ministry is and what the authority given by God is. And all these contents are ultimately the word showing the power of the gospel and the attitude of the gospel worker. Paul first speaks like this. He exhorts the Corinthian church by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Paul says he heard the saying that he is humble when face to face with the Corinthian church, and bold when he is away. Some people criticized Paul as if he were a person walking according to the flesh. However, Paul speaks clearly. It is that although we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. This word shows an important principle of the gospel ministry. The ministry of preaching the gospel is not a work accomplished by human wisdom or power. The preaching of the gospel is not accomplished by worldly methods. Paul speaks like this, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The warfare Paul speaks of here is not a fight between a person and a person. This is a spiritual warfare. Human hearts and minds are full of many theories and ideas that oppose God. People try to understand God with their own wisdom, religion, and philosophy. However, such thoughts can instead become strongholds that hinder them from knowing God. Therefore, Paul explains the work of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit like this. It is that the gospel casts down all arguments and destroys every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. From the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, this word is very important. Humans try to go to God with their own wisdom and religious efforts. Some people think they can obtain salvation by their own good deeds. Some people think they can become righteous by religious zeal or keeping the law. However, all these thoughts are human theories. They are different from the method of salvation that God accomplishes. God did not make it possible to accomplish salvation by human deeds. God intended to give salvation through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, and took the judgment of sin to save those who believe. Jesus did the work of delivering believers from sin by receiving baptism from John and taking the judgment of the sins of the world on the cross. This truth is exactly the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When this gospel is proclaimed, all human religious theories and self-righteousness collapse. Because salvation is not accomplished by human effort, but it is the salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood shed on the cross. Therefore, the gospel changes a person and makes them obey Christ. Paul then speaks about the authority given to the apostle. Some people criticized that Paul boasted of his authority. However, Paul speaks clearly. He says that the authority given by God is not for destroying the church, but for building it up. The authority of a gospel worker is not an authority to oppress people. It is also not an authority to dominate people. It is the authority to build people up through the gospel. Therefore, Paul says he would not be put to shame even if he boasts somewhat excessively, because that boasting is not boasting of his own ability, but boasting of the ministry entrusted by God. Paul points out another important issue. That is comparison and boasting among people. Some people compare themselves with others and exalt themselves. However, Paul calls such an attitude as being without wisdom. Because the gospel ministry is not something that can be judged by human standards. God has entrusted each person with a different measure of ministry. Therefore, Paul says he ministers within the limits given to him. Paul is the one who preached the gospel to the Corinthian church. Therefore, he had the authority to minister within that church. However, he did not boast of himself using other people's labors, but he wanted to preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. This is exactly the heart of a gospel worker. A gospel worker is not a person who ministers for his own fame. He is one who ministers so that more people can hear the gospel. Therefore, Paul speaks a very important conclusion. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. This is a word quoted from the Old Testament. Humans have the nature to boast of themselves. People try to boast of their knowledge, abilities, and achievements. However, a person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit does not boast of their fleshly strength, because salvation is not accomplished by human achievements. Salvation is the work where Jesus Christ received baptism from John, blotted out the sins of the world, took the judgment of sin himself, and gave salvation. Therefore, a person who believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit boasts of the Lord, not of themselves. because we are God's servants who believe and preach the righteousness of the Lord. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 shows the essence of the gospel ministry. The gospel ministry is not a work accomplished by human wisdom or power. It is a work God accomplishes by the power of the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The ministry of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a ministry that destroys human thoughts and religious theories and leads people to Jesus Christ. And within this ministry, the gospel worker becomes a person who exalts only the Lord, not a person who exalts himself. Therefore, our boast is not our ability or achievement, but the grace of salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ. This is exactly the image of the gospel ministry that 2 Corinthians chapter 10 shows us, and the essence of the ministry where the gospel of the water and the Spirit is revealed.